So, Michelle, I'm here in your pottery.
Yes.
Surrounded by
pots.
Lots of them. Yeah, tell us who you are and what you do and how you came to be in this particular corner of Brittany.
Well, my name is Michelle Brady, and I came to this part of Brittany in 3 years ago. Where we are right now is a mill, which used to be a flour mill. And it was a functioning flour mill up till the year 2000.
Okay.
And there are all the machines are still in the mill.
In the mill house?
Yep.
Wow.
On the other side.
Wow.
And the room we're in at the moment was, this was storage for all the flour. So I've set up my pottery in this bit. My kilns are in the side where all the machines were.
Right. So, okay, so you've been here three years. And so what brought you here and where were you before?
So we came here because I was living in Guérande before, on the coast. And I had started becoming a professional potter in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And I was selling my pots in a salorge, which is a warehouse for salt.
Right.
Which I was renting. And I was selling the salt of a friend who's a paludier. And it was all working very, very well, but we wanted to move but stay in that area.
Right.
And get a bigger studio so that I could actually, because I give classes.
Right.
So I wanted a space where I could give classes and sell my pottery that I wasn't renting. So we were looking for houses, and by accident we just kind of fell across the ad for this place. But the place just kind of, and if anybody wants, they can come and visit.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
There's a river, there's the mill, we have the house here as well. And so I give classes here.
Right.
People come on a Thursday. You can see the wheels there.
Yeah.
So I give the classes in French, but I have English students as well.
Right.
I also sell my pottery here. There's mm-hmm. a little corner where I display my pottery, but mm-hmm. I mostly sell at pottery markets
okay.
in and around Brittany.
Right.
A lot of the work that you can see here is students' work.
Okay.
So I really enjoy doing that. And then we're also going to develop, we do exhibitions here as well. Last summer we had a photographer who lives in Guern,
mm-hmm.
Who came and took photos of the mill, of all the machinery in the mill, in black and white.
Wonderful.
They're pretty stunning. Yeah. So we showed his photos. We had another friend who's an ornithologist.
Mm-hmm.
He's Irish as well. Yeah, he does watercolors.
Right.
So we had showed them.
Oh, cool.
And we did, last year we did the Journée Patrimoine.
Mm-hmm.
And we had lots of visitors come to see the mill. We explained a little bit about how it used to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea is to develop the mill, the space,
yeah.
share it with other people,
right.
do classes,
right.
People who give classes
yeah.
in yoga or painting or, yeah. you know, because
That's
we have the space,
idea, yeah.
we have a lovely space that we can kind of rent out.
Yeah.
And that way just kind of make the mill live again,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
bring a bit of life back to the place.
So how did you come to, you said you became
yeah.
a professional potter just 3 years ago?
No, 2018.
So what did you do before then and how did you come to be a potter?
Ah, okay. Well, I was living in Paris. I moved to Paris in 1995, a long, long,
wow.
long time ago, for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up staying 20 plus years there.
Wow.
I started doing pottery when I was in Paris.
Right.
Just went to evening class. Well, it was day classes for me because I worked in the evening.
Yeah.
So just once a week
yeah.
and was bitten by the pottery bug.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And bought a little wheel that I set up in my flat. And then it just started to take up more and more of my time. And I rented a space in the studio of Fabienne Gilles in Montreuil in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to spend my days making pottery. And in the evenings, I worked in a lawyer's firm.
Okay.
Which paid very well.
Mm.
But it was only 5 hours in the evening.
Right.
So it left me
oh, cool.
all the day
yeah.
to do
Yeah,
what I wanted to do, which became pottery.
Yeah.
And then 2018, I took the jump and I was like, left my job and set up a pottery in Guérande. Gave classes, sold my pottery, worked really well. Yeah.
So are you doing, so you're doing classes on a Thursday?
Yeah.
All this, obviously, we point people to your website from the page. And you're talking about other events that you will host here, so art events.
Yeah.
Are you going to do residential things? Or
that could be a possibility, yeah. It's all, we're working it out bit by bit. But that could possibly be a possibility, yeah.
Great, thank you.